In 1962, Malcolm X said the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. But not just in America. In this episode, I'm talking about why black women have to quit settling for BS in their careers. You're listening to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, where I help mature professional black women take charge of their careers and lives to create a future on their terms. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, career strategist for the mature black woman. Now, this week I was appalled by, but unfortunately not surprised, by a news report in the UK. Now, not the debacle of the digitally edited photo of the British royal family, but about a black female member of the UK Parliament, and she's called Diane Abbott. Which goes a little something like this, scenario and something like this. An opposition party donor basically says, he's like not trying to, it's like trying not to be racist, but you see Diane Abbott on the TV and you're just like, I hate. You just want to hate all black women because she's there. And I don't hate all black women at all, but I think she should be shot. In his defence, he then goes on to say, he accepts that he was rude about Diane Abbott in a private meeting several years ago, but his criticism had nothing to do with her, her gender, nor the colour of her skin. And then to cap it all, a government minister says he apologised. We need to move on. Basically, what's your problem? And WTF is what came out of me. Now, Ms. Abbott isn't new to the political arena. She was elected the first black female MP in Britain in 1987. She's been around a long time. She's represented her constituency in East London for over 25 years. She's been elected year after year with a huge majority. She has campaigned and continues to campaign against wars and for humanity, her constituency. She's a real trailblazer, genuine trailblazer. And at 70 years old, she's a grown-ass woman still navigating her career while enduring a level of BS I personally know I couldn't deal with. And I absolutely, hands down, admire how she's been able to stay in an environment that is less than welcoming. That tells me she's either found her calling and is dedicated to the cause, or she doesn't know what else to do with her career. But I don't believe the latter is the case. So kudos to her for following her passion. But it seems like, you know, being enduring that, she's an exception to the rule. Because as a coach, I work with many mature black women who find themselves in unfulfilling jobs. They know the job is past its prime. Maybe there's a lack of growth opportunities, a sense of being undervalued, or simply soul-crushing daily grind. But that internal struggle of should I stay or should I go is too real. As deciding to leave in their minds can be much more complicated. And I appreciate there are some levels of complication. There's the double bind of limited opportunities. We may have poured years of experience into a role, we've studied years for a role, yet opportunities for advancement within that company can be scarce due to racial and gender bias. The thought of starting anew can be daunting, especially when ageism enters the picture. We think we're too old to do that. Financial security is another major concern because black women often carry a disproportionate financial burden supporting families and ageing relatives. The paycheck, even in an unfulfilling job, offers a stability that can sometimes feel irreplaceable. And let's not forget childcare, elder care, because we're in that sandwich generation. Reliable support systems are crucial, but for many black women, these supports may be limited or absent. Leaving a job can be near impossible without a secure care infrastructure in place. And I continue, there's also the weight of loyalty and the strong black woman trope, which is responsible for many things. Black women are known for their work ethic and commitment,
And we may be hesitant to leave a job, as I said, we've invested time and energy into, even when it doesn't offer the recognition or growth we deserve. Years of facing microaggressions, you know, the subtle racism in the workplace, like I said with Diane Abbott, can take a toll. We may internalize these experiences, believing that better opportunities simply aren't available, or maybe it's better the devil we know. Finally, there's burnout versus stability. The familiar, predictable routine of the job we're in, however draining, can feel safer than the unknown challenges of a new position. The fear of encountering the same biases or a lack of support can make staying put seem like the easier choice. Now, if any of those reasons sound familiar, stay with me, because as high as your BS tolerance meter is, definitely higher than mine if you're there, the cost of enduring disrespect and microaggressions as grown black women is multifaceted, impacting our well-being, our professional lives, and even our communities. Because it can take a huge toll on many aspects of who we are and what we do, on our emotional and mental health. Being exposed to the constant disrespect can erode self-esteem, lead to anxiety, depression, and create a sense of isolation. Imagine constantly questioning your abilities or feeling like your voice just doesn't matter. The stress of being disrespected can manifest itself physically. Those headaches, stomach aches, trouble sleeping that you've been experiencing are all potential consequences of chronic stress. And when your ideas are dismissed or your contributions are overlooked or undervalued, it can hinder your professional growth. And feeling like you can't speak up, and again, going back to Diana Abbott, I saw her back in Parliament and she stood up for 46 times and was overlooked. You know, that in itself can limit opportunities for advancement and recognition, you know, being constantly overlooked. A hostile work environment or constant microaggressions can make it difficult to focus and be productive. Imagine feeling constantly on your guard, having your creative energy sapped by negativity. This can significantly impact the quality of your work. And talking environments when disrespect goes unchecked, that kind of environment can create a breeding ground for toxicity, further negatively impacting everybody, not just you or the targeted individuals. Now, I'm reciting all of this, and yet, as I said earlier, I know so many women who are tolerating BS, tolerating being disrespected. So if you're hearing this and thinking, oh gosh, why is Janice chatting the whole of my business? How does she know what's going on in my head? Is she looking over my shoulder? Boy, how does she know so much? Maybe the question you should be asking yourself is, why don't I feel I deserve more? Because as complicated as it seems for you to leave, how much is it costing you to stay? And I'll leave it right there. But if you're ready to ditch the BS and you're ready to focus on a career that ignites your passion, that's more attuned to you, that recognises what you bring to the table and your maturity, I can help. Let's schedule a free consultation to explore personalised strategies for creating a career or work environment that values and respects you and aligns with what you want and your values. Just visit janicesutherland.com to book. And while you're there, look at the other resources that I offer that may be able to help. Remember, you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Don't settle for anything less, because you're more than worth it. And always remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you got something from this week's episode, please let me know. Better yet, share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone you know who can benefit from this message. Don't forget to subscribe or write a review and connect with me at my website, janicesutherland.com, where you can also subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter or connect with me on LinkedIn. Remember, you have the wisdom, resilience, authenticity, and power to create a life on your terms. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time.